and Quiet Hell by John Kirk Morris.
We're in for a cold snap, sir.
I didn't notice.
Not usually so nippy this side of Christmas.
No, I suppose not.
Just knock when you're through, sir. I'll be outside.
Thank you. Morning. You want to get mobile?
I couldn't find a cab, the rush hour. You know how it is.
The police are bringing Dyson from Ireland tomorrow.
Yes, I know.
But what are you doing about it?
Well, it's out of our hands now.
Yeah?
He's in Crown custody, Kavanagh.
With a small escort, no handcuffs, no guns. Somebody's crying out to have him abducted.
Concentrate on your defense, man. These methods won't bring you anything.
There's a name and address on this paper. A bloke called Stroud. You're to tell him to go north.
No.
I'm not asking it as a favor. You know what you mean.
No, I can't do it.
Ask him to prepare the best motor he's got.
Now, listen to me, for heaven's sake.
You ain't earned your wages, Beers. Look me in the face. Can't do it, can you?
This is the last time, I swear.
Yeah, until I whistle it is. Now, before you visit this Stroud, you'd have called in at Fulham.
Where do I find the time?
Take it out of your annual holiday. Now, shove off before I put my boot up you.
Right, all right.
You better buck up your ideas or prepare yourself to move into one of these cells.
Water!
What happens to Dyson?
What would you like to happen to him? Be your age. Go on. You're losing time.
Mr. Stroud, you're Pickle. I have to speak to you.
Take the chair.
I'd rather stand, thanks. My card.
So you're a solicitor. What did you want with me? Insurance matter?
No, this concerns a client of mine. He wishes to hire a car and a driver, yourself, to meet a friend from a boat at Liverpool tomorrow morning.
I'm not in a hire business, Mr. Mears.
My client assures me you would be. For him, his name is Kavanagh. This isn't a request for a personal favor. I was instructed to make that clear.
Your client has a long memory. I can guess who the friend is, too. Tommy Dyson. He'll never get away with it.
Yeah. I can pretend ignorance, but at the same time, I don't want to discuss anything outside the bare message I have given you.
Tommy's one of the chaps. Kavanagh must know that.
Please, Stroud.
You're a bit nervous to be in this line of work, Mr. Mears. You have a bad colour. Somewhere between green and yellow.
Don't make difficulties, Stroud. Just give your assent and I'll go.
Don't hurry me. Where do I take Tommy?
You'll get instructions by telephone this afternoon.
That's ridiculous.
But you'll do it.
Yeah, of course I will. Your governor knew that before he asked.
Well, that doesn't concern you. You're hardly in a position to feel superior. I dare say you were sucked in like the rest of us from greed or vanity.
Find your own way out, will you?
I can initiate the next step.
It's not a military operation, Mears. We called it cops and robbers when we were kids. Give my regards to the Law Society.
Yes. Goodbye, then.
I know this place, officer. It's where the coppers walk hand in hand, five at a time.
Give your jaw a rest, Dykes, and think about the nice breakfast we've laid down for you.
Seen Dyson yet?
Yeah, he's over there. He's a tick without a hat.
Right. We're on a racing set. Stroud.
Hello.
You'll be there, won't you?
I'll see you, Frankie.
Where are all the photographers?
You don't get your picture taken, Tommy Dyson. You've been naughty. To the right. Don't worry about customs. Those gates over there.
Here. You won't forget to write, I hope.
Yeah, twice a year. Christmas and your birthday.
Morning. You want to go through, do you?
That's a Home Office ID card. You recognise it?
No.
but I recognize you. Your mortar's at the end of the room on the left.
Thanks, Dad. Pick those feet up, Dyson. What's that car playing? Dyson, get back!
Hold it! Come in this way!
No, you want to get? Let us back!
What's wrong with you, Dyson?
Release that man! I'll give you... What the hell was that for?
Don't stand there, Dyson! Get into the car!
Number two gate. There's been a shooting. Get us an ambulance, quick as you like.
What do you do that for? He could have just waved it in his face.
I had to go back. Well, shut up. Hold on to your guts, Dawson. Take this shooter for company.
Hey?
Go on, take it. On your way.
Oh, God. What now?
Hey, you, will it?
Eddie, stop
him in!
No, this is more like it.
Well, what's new, sir?
Dyson's been sprung at the dock gate, straight off the boat. Look at this teleprint.
Well, Bob Reeves got it, then.
You knew him?
Well, we were ahended together, sir.
He had a wife and child.
Yes, a little girl, sir.
Joe, I have to go up there.
Need a sergeant?
Not this trip. Keep by that phone in case I want something.
Well, the Northwest people seem eager to drag us in.
It's muck on their doorstep. At a glance, the abduction must have been arranged and starved at this end. Who do we know uses a shotgun?
Just about everybody now.
Quite. Oh, hello, Pet. It's Daddy. Will you ask Mummy to come to the phone? Thank you. Lay on a car in about 10 minutes, will you? Right. Oh, and ride with me to Heathrow.
It's done. Want to borrow a toothbrush?
Got my own, thanks. Beryl? Yes, it's me. I have some bad news for you, love.
Have a nice trip.
Not bad. Bit bumpy.
What happened back there?
They did the escort, dear. They had shooters. Did you know it?
Oh, that's current form, Tommy.
Maniacs. They could have duffed him, but they shot him full in the kisser. Nice people.
Sounds eerie.
That's right, Carruthers. Show no emotion. Here, where are we going?
Where would you like?
Oh, straight up, Ed. Don't muck me about.
That is straight up. I've got a map in a dash that says we go towards Lincoln.
Let's get there.
Tired of living, are you?
Wrong house, wrong street, Ed.
Don't kid yourself. You're expendable.
Then why didn't I get mine at the docks?
Too public. Bad press for our leader.
You're wrong, Ed. I got insurance.
And he can't buy you much now. The panic's really on.
Where did you have in mind?
The northeast.
Well, why there?
Well, it's not the smoke, and it isn't Lincoln and a derelict airfield in the middle of winter.
Oh, they'll love you for this.
Well, then I've got nothing to worry about. So it's Geordie Land?
You're the driver. Is there something to drink in here?
Flask of tea in the back seat.
Oh, charming.
All the ancillary services have been roped in to provide surveillance at ports and airfields. Our primary job is to maintain roadblocks on first and second class roads. London are sending us an officer to liaise on this case. It would be pleasant if we could show him something solid by the time he arrives. If you have any questions, please ask them of the public. Thank you for your attention.
What's up?
Roadworks, I hope.
It ain't, you know. That's a roadblock. Here, what do we do?
Let me think. Got it. That garage over there. Hop across and borrow 2 buckets of water.
Hey?
One for each hand. Tuck your trouser buttons in your socks, scruff yourself up, then you walk with a bucket straight past the police.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
You've got a better idea. Use some of that Bermondsey sparkle.
I left that in Dublin.
Hey, leave the gun, Tommy.
What gun?
I'll tell you were compromised enough already.
I'll dump it first chance I get.
Okay. On your bike.
Why do you want the two?
Oh, it's a big tank, mate. 15 gallons.
Well, caravans are more trouble than they're worth. Where'd you say you were going?
Lake District.
And this weather? You want your head red.
Well, it's different, isn't it? Nah, I happen to like the old morning mist.
You'll find plenty of that. There we are.
Thanks. Here, buy yourself a banana.
Right.
Dear, oh dear. Wherever you ain't, mate.
Oh, do you want
to... No, that's all right, I can match.
Well, mind you bring them back.
Certainly.
Where did you say you were going, sir?
I didn't, but it's Huddersfield.
Oh, I see, sir. And you started from London yesterday?
Well, Croydon. I mean, that's not exactly...
I know where it is, sir. You left Manchester at 8 this morning?
Yeah, I stayed overnight.
All right, go through, would you, sir?
Thanks.
They're making their way separately to London. And Dyson, with Stroud, they probably made for the motorway.
Not Eddie. He's too fly. You'll get there, though.
Yeah. But you can expect every policeman in England to be on your neck.
But I'm in here, Mears. What good would it do them?
Kavanagh, I want to go away.
No.
Only for a few days. I can't stand any more of this constant tension.
You'll have to put up with it. Take your time.
I want to be free.
Oh?
Someday soon. The police will start digging into my association with you. I couldn't survive an investigation, Kavanagh.
So, you want to end in your cards. Surely you sat at your sign on for the duration. You palm mirrors, I can smell you from here. Can you think of anywhere in the world where you're 100% safe?
But even with Dyson out of the way, the law has enough to put you away until you're an old man.
The fur collar can't weigh a case without witnesses.
You'll kill all of them?
I don't need to. One pig and the other squeal. Psychology, Watson.
Yes, well, you first catch your pig.
What's that again?
Your man isn't home yet, Kavanagh. And there are a million pair of eyes looking for him. You should think hard about that.
Yeah, would I tell you?
Oh, you were marvellous.
Hey, chin up. The borough's proud of you.
Yeah.
Give us a smile, then.
What for? I had half a mind to turn myself into that roadblock.
Defeatism.
I wouldn't be running.
You could pretend, Tommy.
Oh, I'm too old. You didn't see that muck up at the dock gates, Ed. There was blood everywhere. The officer never made a sound. You think they'd give me a deal, Ed?
Oh, Mr. Plod? Well, that depends on what you had in mind.
Whole thing. Books, ledgers, records of transfers. Every penny won and spent in the last 8 years. I got the lot, Ed.
Film?
No, the real thing. Kavanagh, I've only got the copies.
Oh, that's playing it near.
Everybody needs insurance.
Kavanagh might give you a deal.
No. He'd have to come after me. I expect that. Can you imagine me putting the frighteners on that one?
You're loose now, Tommy. Just think of that.
And everything I own locked away in an Irish bank.
Well, I got a bit put by.
Not just money, Ed. Got a girl over that.
And about time.
She's a bit simple, but she's a good kid. Only 19, too.
Dirty old Tom.
I'd marry her tomorrow if I was 5 years younger. I had all my teeth. You're not married, are you?
Nah.
Pair of bachelors from the borough. Got a girl?
I'll get my share.
What? An ugly geezer like you?
Ugly men are very popular now.
Oh, then you'll do well. Fella who got shot this morning had a kid, Ed.
Change the subject, please.
Show me a picture. Skinny little thing with big round eyes and hair in plaits, smiling up at her dad. What kind of people are we, Eddie?
Come in.
Yes, who is it?
Seth Bright, Mrs. Seth. Oh, slap, Seth. I were wondering if you need me now.
Oh. Come in, won't you?
Oh, thank you. Sit quiet, Jay.
Bring her in, I don't mind.
No, she'd best bide outside. Sit. That's a good girl. Me boots are my tacky.
No, nothing. Oh, that's better. I must be getting deaf. Would you like a drink, Mr. Pike?
Oh, no, thank you. Too early in the day for me.
How strong-willed of you. I don't indulge until the sun has risen above the horizon.
Are you well, Mrs. Gatehouse?
That's not a fair question. I must have time to prepare an answer. Do you understand anything about generators?
Oh, I don't. Not the first thing. Have you no light?
I've oil lamps and things. One sort of gets used to power at the pushing of a switch.
Could it do with some kindling?
There's some in the shed, I think.
Would you like me to have a look?
No. No, thank you. It's very nice of you to bother, Mr. Pike, but there's really no need for your concern.
There's snow on the way.
Here?
The sky's busting with it. I can smell it anyway.
That's a useful gift. Like water divining in dry country. uh, And are you well, Mr. Pike?
Oh, I want for nothing, thank you. You know, before I forget, I have some cream put by. Can I bring you a crockful? Mrs. Gatehouse, what is it?
Do you have to be quite so bloody kind? I hate to appear ill-bred, but I prefer to be by myself right now.
I understand.
Sorry, but I don't believe you do.
If you'd like to, I could take you down to the hotel in Easton.
Why? I told you I'm perfectly all right here.
I'm sure you are, Mrs. Gatehouse, but could you stand one of our Derbyshire blizzards by yourself?
I'm not alone. I've got wireless, and a library of paperback fiction, and the best part of 5 bottles of gin. I wouldn't call that being by oneself.
Either. Then, I'll leave you be.
Goodbye, Mr. Pike.
Take care now.
Would you open the windows all the way, please, madam? I'd like to see your passenger, if I may.
Hey, half a minute, mister. He's got them buckets. Brand new, practically. Yeah. Wait, I'll get my breath back.
Well, let's have it again, slowly.
That fella, he gave me $1 to fill 2 buckets with water. And he made off with them. He's bloody laughing me.
Which man?
You saw him, a little cockney fella in a dark suit. He looked as if he'd slept in it, you know.
When was this?
Oh, he's a good half hour since.
Here, take a look at this photo, will you?
Ah, that's the fella.
Damn. Hang on.
Hey, what are you doing now?
Don't go away.
What? That was only plastic.
What's this, Ed?
I want to get my head down for half an hour.
It's quiet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never did like the country much. Here, you remember... Is it all right if I rabbit?
Yeah, sure, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Just thinking of the hop picking. I went a bundle on that. We had all our own people, train loads of them. Fat mums with 6 kids apiece, the parrot in a cage, you remember?
Yeah. And the punch-ups with the country kids. Sure, I remember.
Ah, good times, Ed. I lumbered myself down there when I ran away from the army and your old lady put me up. What did I get out of it? The birds are all slags, the blokes were villains. How did you manage to stay out of it?
Well, I was putting on motors. I'd rather spend my time up to my elbows in grease. Oh, that was better than hanging around the warehouse roof waiting for a tickle.
What a terrible thief I turned out to be.
The worst.
I was a pontoon kid. 21 months every time I got weighed off. I should have stuck to the thieving.
It's past, Tommy. Worrying won't bring it back.
Everything I did was for devilment, till I met the big fella. And it changed. I'm really no better than anybody else. Well, sure, I didn't put the boot in, but I was there when it happened, and I kept stum. What did it matter to me where the lolly came from, as long as I was getting my end? Some bookkeeping, Ed. On one side of the page, all those thousands of quid. On the other, sheer bloody terror.
Forget it.
I can't. It gets worse. After this morning's caper, it can't get better. I want to square it up.
You can't.
I might. Ed, there's a key at the back of my wallet.
Well, you're getting tight in your old age.
No, listen, will you? The key opens a deposit box in Dublin. There are 3 envelopes in the box with names on them. If anything should go wrong, I want you to deliver the letters. Here, are you listening?
To every word. Go on.
One envelope's addressed to the girl, another's for my lawyer over here, and the third one's got no name on it, but inside, it'll tell you where to find those books. You promise, Ed?
You can deliver them yourself.
Promise.
Okay.
You're the only one I trust. God knows why. I mean, you're working for him.
Yeah, just the once, and I'm not making a very good job of it.
Yeah, well, that's it then. I want to stretch my scotches.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that, would you? It's only snowing.
Don't go far.
No. You know, I'm not frightened anymore.
Fear's just a habit, Tommy.
Yeah. I'm glad it was you, Ed.
Shut the door!
Up the barrow.
Who are you?
Weaver from Metropolitan, sir. Commander Cook?
Indeed I am. Personal ID, please. Thank you. You made good time. Smooth trip?
I left half my stomach over Birmingham.
Oh, that's nasty for somebody. You know your man died.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't that frighten you? It terrifies me. They shoot nowadays without thinking. This clumsy imported labor. We found the killer's car, by the way.
Anything for me?
No. Not for us either. They parked it outside St. George's Hall in a no-waiting area. A shotgun was lying on the back seat, and two spent cartridges were on the floor. Not a print on any of them. The car was stolen, of course. You know, they treat us with contempt, Weaver.
Mm. Any clue on Dyson?
Well, take a squint at that wall map. He's somewhere in that red circle.
How do you know that, sir?
He passed through a roadblock near Stockport at 10 o'clock.
Through it?
Uh-huh. On foot, carrying two buckets of water. Cheeky beggar. Nice touch, don't you think?
Yes, it might be nicer if he'd been picked up.
Yeah, naturally. Dyson had a chauffeur, we think. If you like horror stories, read this weather report. Snow from Monmouth to the Wash by morning. It's already falling in our search area. I'd chuck it in this minute if I didn't know that they were in there somewhere. The driver, whoever he is, likes eccentric maneuver. In his place, I would have shot down the M1 and been well out of it.
Oh, he expects us to think on those lines.
Where's he going?
Perhaps he likes mountain scenery.
Look, help me, Weaver.
Cavalier has helpers everywhere, sir. Oh, there's a connection in the Newcastle area.
Mm.
Or was, until we severed it 3 months ago. Or some of that group might have survived. Just how tight is this net?
Well, after that debacle at Stockport, Dyson would need a tank to crash out.
And then you have to go on as you're going, sir.
Cold comfort, Weaver. What will you do here?
I'd like a desk in communication, sir. And I'd like to look over your shoulder, if that's all right.
All I have over my shoulder is dandruff. But you're welcome.
Tommy?
Ah, where's he at?
Tommy! Let's be having you! We've got to be going!
Oh, blimey.
Tommy!
God, there was no need. Jump. Oh, God.
Come on, disgorge your sweet thunder. Oh, timpani and symphonies. Symphonies, trumpets, and bloody great groans.
The midday news. Following the shooting of a policeman in Liverpool early this morning, police forces throughout the North are cooperating in an all-out effort to apprehend the man who escaped from custody in the incident. The man they wish to interview is Thomas Joseph Dyson.
It was like he's riding an elephant down the motorway.
So come to the cabin.
Who needs you anyway? Brace up, lover. You've done it before. And stop feeling sorry for yourself. What difference can it make now?
Stir this thing. Come on, get that great rump out of it. I hope you appreciate your comforts, my lass, because tomorrow I'm going to work the belt off you. Ah, just so long as we understand each other. You fancy some light entertainment, do you?
I thought not.
Have identified the getaway vehicle. A dark green saloon, registration number B868PPK. The cooperation of all motorists is requested by the police in tracing this car. The public is warned not to approach the driver or his passenger, who may be armed, but to get in touch with the nearest police station. And now we return you to the Gary Best request spot.
I remember you.
Is that absolutely all you can remember?
I've entered dozens of vehicles before that one, sir. Registration number was just as I've given it to you.
Ah, the plates were dummies. That doesn't matter. The driver could have changed them by now, or he might have transferred to another vehicle. I want you to concentrate your mind on picturing this man. Now, close your eyes if you want.
Yeah. Dark, close-cropped hair with flecks of grey. Clean-shaven, about 35. He was wearing a sort of brown cardigan over a light shirt, no ties. Couldn't estimate his height. Built something like mine, sir.
How tall are you?
Inch under 6 foot, sir.
All right, go on. How did he speak?
Quiet, confident, like London accent.
Educated?
Hardly.
If you met this man in a bar, would you mark him out as a tearaway?
No, but I wouldn't pick a fight with him either, sir.
Well, that may be something. You said you were suspicious of him. Why was that?
His attitude. The way he looked.
Oh?
Well, he was sort of cocky without actually saying anything, sir. Like he was laughing to himself.
Yes, perhaps he was.
Yes, sir.
Now, was there any little feature of this man which stuck in your mind? A scar?
No, sir. No, nothing like that. Hold on a sec. His hands.
What about them?
It didn't go with the rest of him, sir. He was very tidy, well turned out, if you know what I mean, but his hands were more like a labouring man's, calloused, you know.
Grubby?
Not exactly, more like they had ingrained dirt in them.
An engineer's hands?
You're a mechanic, sir.
Good. Well, that's just the kind of detail I wanted. But why didn't you think of it before?
It slipped my mind, sir.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, please stay, sir. We're almost through. One last thing. The name on the driver's license. You're sure it was Harris?
Quite, sir.
Not Lewis? Or Henry or Parrish?
No, sir, I'm absolutely sure of that.
Don't feel bad about that bucket, Dodge. I used it once myself to get into the paddock at Adolf Park.
I'll be away then, sir.
Thanks. That license was a forgery. I'd like to transmit some of this stuff to my sergeant in London. Now, he can chew it around with one eye on the files. Something might break.
Well, tell him to take his time.
Now, how come, sir?
I've withdrawn the search cordon.
Oh?
3 inches of this damn snow falling in an hour, and it's drifting up on the hills. If my men can't move in it, I'm sure the opposition can't. Did you ever know a townie who could stand to get his feet wet?
How long would it take you to reactivate your road watch, sir?
No time at all if I put the patrols on standby status. Why?
I'd like to recommend that you do.
I must have a solid reason, Weaver.
Oh, that's something I can't supply, not in a positive way. But I have an informant on the fringes of the Cabiner crew. He would certainly tell me if Dyson were in circulation again and his probable whereabouts. Well, that is, if he was in the London area or in the South. Would that be enough to convince you, sir?
It's pitifully little. However, I can probably rest another 36 hours out of the local forces to lunchtime Sunday, say.
I could almost guarantee accurate information by then.
You didn't have it about the abduction, did you?
Oh, well, that was set up in a hurry. The method and the execution point to it, sir.
And withdrawing surveillance until dawn, that's just common sense. As for your interpretation of the tea leaves, I have to ask higher up.
I'm sure they'll listen to you, Commander.
Soft soap and flannel. Don't uncross your fingers until I tell you to. Put me on to the CC, will you? Yeah. You cook here. Right, I'll wait. Did you ever consider a career in the diplomatic service, Weaver?
I hate to do this to you, Tom. It falls on the just and unjust alike. It might as well be Moscow. Look, have a good old dig through the files as far back as you can go. Find out if Dyson had an associate with a background of motor engineering. Or even plain car theft would do. We all have to start somewhere. Roughly Dyson's contemporary, 35 to 40. You've got the picture. I must have hard intelligence by Sunday morning.
Under my feet. Now, mind that bucket. What's wrong with me? That's only a car, you fool. It'll be Atherton's or Mr. Gatehouse. There, look, it's going past. Are you ready for your supper? Come on, go on in then.
Anybody around?
Go away!
I'm sorry to,
Where are you?
Get out.
Lady, my car broke down. Here, let me shut the door. Is it all right if I push it into your yard?
This isn't a pull-up, you know.
Yes, I do know, but there's a storm blowing out here. Look, give me a few minutes to fix it and I'll be off before you can turn around. Well?
Do as you wish.
Are you all right? Oh, just celebrating, eh? Would you like me to put the light on?
No, leave it, please. I forgot it's not working anyway. In the dark, all cats are grey. Who said that?
You did.
I ought to get up. My legs don't seem to be working.
May I help you?
No, you mayn't. Who said that? Is that a word? Mayn't? 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 What was that?
A dead marine.
Oh, he died in a worthy undertaking. Am I detaining you?
I'd like you to make sure you're okay.
And who wants to know? Oh, I apologize. No, in a crisis, one's manners are always the first to go.
What's the matter?
I feel ill. It's gone. Sorry, what did you say?
Nothing. You don't have a flashlight you could lend me?
Somewhere. Kitchen drawer.
Where's that?
Through the door, there.
Can I help myself?
Please to stop you.
Yeah.
You had an accident here.
What?
There's water all over the floor.
I took an impromptu shower.
I found it.
Good, good. Goody, goody, goody.
Here, I'll bring this back.
Keep it, I've no use for it now. You won't be long, will you?
10 minutes.
You mustn't linger. I'm expecting a visitor.
Your wine merchant. Sorry. I bet this is a beautiful place in the summer.
It's adequate. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, it is beautiful. The perfect place for children. Perfect.
I ought to fix myself up with the hotel, sir.
It's been done.
Oh, thanks very much.
I picked it myself. A temperance establishment run by 2 ancient ladies. There's no lift and hot water's bought by the jugful. You'll love it, Weaver.
It sounds charming.
I'll take you over myself. For heaven's sake, man, that was a joke. When we senior police officers crack a funny, the whole headquarters fall about laughing.
I can't wait to be upgraded, sir.
Where are you?
In here.
Oh. Oh, you found yourself some light, then?
Yes. What's that you've got there?
Ah, it's a carburetor. Can I work on it in here?
You said you'd only be 10 minutes.
Yeah, but the gremlins think different. Sorry again.
You'll need some newspaper.
Yeah. Feeling better?
I've been sick. Please, don't refer to it.
Thanks.
I made tea. Would you like a cup?
Very much.
Can you tell me your name?
Harris. And who are you?
Mrs. Gatehouse. How do you do?
How do you do? You sound like a pair of explorers meeting in the middle of the jungle. You live here by yourself?
No. My husband comes up here at weekends. I'm expecting him now.
Oh, yeah. Want any help with the tea?
I can manage. Thank you.
Why don't you sit down?
Because... Yes, why don't I?
Is there any hot water in the kettle?
I think so.
I need a small towel. Do you have such a thing, Andy?
What for?
I'll show you.
That cupboard. There's one in there.
Oh, yeah, this one'll do. One of the misfortunes of being a woman is that you can't go into a barbershop and have the towel treatment.
What are you doing?
Playing at doctor. Now, put your head back.
Look, I don't...
Now, all the way, that's... Now, press it all the way round. You don't have to tell me how it feels.
Scalding!
No, you only think it is. Now, relax. Soak up the steam.
Oh, that feels marvellous.
Lucky thing for you, I happened along, wasn't it?
How so?
Well, me being such a clever doctor and all. Now, this one will numb you. There.
Oh! Thank you.
Right. While you're enjoying that, I'll pour us some tea. I shall have to impose on you a little longer, Mrs. Gatehouse.
Huh?
Yeah. The trouble isn't the carburetor. It has to be in the fuel pump or the feed lines. I'll have to strip the whole system. That could take me several hours.
What am I supposed to say to that?
There aren't any choices.
I have a car.
Yeah. I took the liberty of looking it over. It won't go without a charged-up battery. Besides, I have to wait for this storm to blow itself out. I don't know the roads. In fact, I'm lost.
Where are you going?
Sheffield.
See.
Yeah, let me take that.
Thank you. It was very refreshing.
Yeah. Can you put up with an uninvited guest for a few hours?
Seems I have to, willy-nilly.
I promise I won't get under your feet. You ready for that tea now?
Yes, please.
Oh.
I'd be happy if you would stay. I don't want to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Drink it while it's hot.
Here's health.
I'll vote for that. Oh, my word, that straightens out my lumps.
The working day is always 2 hours too long.
You've noticed that too, have you?
I don't envy you, Weaver.
No, sir? You're pretty young to be handling an investigation of this size and importance, and you may make your reputation with it. But the sheer slogging graft of it would get me down. When did you last spend a full day with your family?
I can't honestly remember.
And it's at times like these that you need them most of all.
Oh, they understand I have to work eccentric hours.
Don't neglect them, Weaver. There's such a thing as being over-conscientious. A fagged-out copper is no good to anybody.
I'll remember. After we've nailed this joker.
I've seen some of the circulars. From what I've read, your Kavanagh's something of a wild man.
He's an animal, sir. Quite literally. He'll rip a way out of danger with his naked claws. There are no rules for him.
Yeah, that's what frightens me. When I started in plain clothes, we had our standover men. The bully boys, razor specialists and the like. They were fairly primitive. Yet they knew when to stop. Normal society would still be there when they were locked up. Can you say the same today? God, the muckrakers even make heroes of these bastards.
I have more faith in the public. In the long term, they won't stand by and see the laws mocked. It happened in this case, one witness grew weary of being afraid. If we could put Dyson on the stand, others would follow. And we can do with all the publicity we can get, if it's of the right kind. The Kavanaghs always cooperate in their own destruction, sir.
Explain that for me.
Well, how should I put it? Every time Kavanagh suborns a bent policeman or puts the boot in on a terrified shopkeeper, he builds up resentment in his victims. The longer his career, the greater the resentment he generates. The stronger he is, the more vulnerable he becomes. Yes, he's still controlling organized crime from a remand prison, which suggests he can't be stopped. I say he's rotten ripe, sir. As far as I'm concerned, he's done for.
But the boot still goes in.
Yes, sir. It's the kick of a dying animal. All this talk has left a sour taste in my mouth. I'm ready for another. How about you, Commander?
No, I've had my ration. Time for me to put my nose out of doors. This is awful weather, but... it consoles me to think that Dyson and his driver must be rather unhappy about it, too. Those moors can kill a man quick.
We should pray that they don't, sir. It's our turn to have some of the luck.
You weren't very long.
Oh, murder out there. What are you up to?
I can't get these sticks to catch.
Here, let me have a try. Well, not surprised you can't light them. They're like logs. You should think small with fires. What's that in the old generator?
The fuel ran out. I forgot to order some more.
You're running it a bit fine, Mrs. Gatehouse, letting the fires go out and no juice for the heaters. Well, don't you care too much? Oh, it's none of my business, is it?
You're good with your hands. What do you do for a living?
Run a garage, make repair shop. I gather you don't work.
I married from the schoolroom, as the saying is.
And what does Mister do?
He owns things.
Nice. Right. I think we can light up now. That's it. Yeah. How about that? Here, move closer.
I'd forgotten how beautiful a fire can be.
Where do you store your wood?
There's some in the kitchen, in a bin by the stove.
No, it's all right. I'll get it.
You mustn't pamper me. I'm all right now.
Well, of course you are. I just like to show thanks when I can. I mean, I might have turned it in by now.
My neighbour is only 200 yards away. You must have passed his house on the way up.
Well, I didn't see it. Excuse me. Does this neighbour have a phone?
He lives in the dark ages before the advent of railways. He lives alone with a collie bitch and his animals. And Seth doesn't believe in gadgetry.
Seth? Is that his name?
Seth Pike. He's a good neighbour. I don't interfere with him, and he returns the compliment. As a matter of fact, he broke the spell this afternoon and called on me. He was worried, he said. He's kind.
Can I bring the lamp nearer?
What?
No, this is a difficult job, even with the right tools. Just as well I'm a mechanical genius, isn't it?
Are you married?
No.
Have you been?
Nah, never got near it. Why do you ask?
He seems so self-reliant. A woman might find that challenging.
Do you? Nah, not a fair question.
Will you join me in a drink?
No, thanks.
Not even to be sociable?
Sorry. Don't care for it too much. You go ahead if you want.
Drinking alone is like inflicting wounds on oneself. It can wait. What will you do in Sheffield?
Sheffield? Oh, I have to buy a lathe. It's going cheap, second hand.
Do you have a radio in your car?
Sorry, I don't.
Oh. I broke mine this afternoon.
Yeah, I saw the bits. What did you do, hit it with hammer?
I lost patience with it. I couldn't find the program I wanted.
So you made sure you wouldn't have the problem again?
Everything was running down. The house, the power supply, and me, Mr. Harris. It seemed easier to relax and drift with the stream. Why do we go on living when our instinct tells us it's time to stop?
Do you want to answer to that? Or are you putting your thoughts in order? Nothing I say can make a difference. I don't like this kind of talk, Mrs. Gatehouse. If you want to do away with yourself, that's a matter between you and yourself.
You're my guest. You're supposed to keep me in good humour.
Yeah, I'll sing you a song, only I didn't bring my piano. Oh. Was I rude?
No. But you allowed your prejudice to show.
Shouldn't you have some food first?
This is food, Mr. Harris. And it's physic, too. Oh, it tastes pretty disgusting, I admit, but then I don't take it for fun. This brew has healing properties.
Where's the pain, lady?
It's all over me. Feels like a persisting low ache in the flesh and in the head. It's not localized and it won't kill me. The complaint is fairly common, but it doesn't have a name in medical terminology.
Would you like me to cook you something?
No. And I wish you weren't so damn concerned all the time.
I was thinking of myself. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten for 12 hours. You do have food, don't you?
Tons of it. Help yourself. No, please do make tea with everything. Everything except my privacy. I'm going where I don't have to smell the odour of sanctity which you brought in with you. It would gratify me no end to find you gone in the morning.
Yeah, sure. And what happens if the snow's drifting?
You're a mechanical genius, you said. You'll find a way.
I don't have anything on that yet, sir. Well, Bradley's been beating the bushes. Not a word either way. Yes, I agree. It might produce results. I'll ask him just as soon as he gets here. Bye, sir. Morning, Commander.
Hello, Weaver. What's the form?
Nobody's...
Hello, Weaver. What's the form?
Nobody's talking. I just had a word with my superintendent. He thinks I might do more good if I went back to town for a few hours. He'd like to speak to you about it.
You don't need my permission. And it's odds on nothing is going to break here. Since we don't have dog teams or snow plows, we might as well sit here and play cards.
My sergeant isn't getting much rest, poor blighter. I got him to compile a list of all Kavanagh's visitors.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take long. There's only one name on it. A solicitor. Can you see what I'm driving at, sir?
He's the errand boy.
There can't be anybody else. I thought I might go and apply for some cheap legal advice.
Ah.
I can be back here before evening.
Mm-hmm. As you wish. Heaven's sake, don't let the taxpayers know how we're spending their money. What's your governor's number?
Ask the switchboard for line 10, sir.
Oh, your own line? Another extravagance. Line 10, please. We used to carry a pocket full of coppers and rush to the scene on a bicycle.
Visitor for you.
What's new?
Dyson didn't get to Lincoln.
Go on.
Well, that's it. Dyson and that ace driver you hired have vanished.
What the hell does that mean, Mears?
They passed through a roadblock at Stockport yesterday morning.
I know that.
They disappeared into North Derbyshire and haven't surfaced yet. The snow is 10 feet deep in places up there. A police cordon may have them boxed in.
I don't get it. Started only an hour or two of hard motoring ahead of him when he passed through the roadblock. What were you playing at?
He was your choice.
Him and Tommy used to be muckers. Said he must be getting sharp. You'll have to get mobile, Mears. I have to find that pair before the Johns do.
Yeah.
Wipe that look off your face. You're still on wages.
No, I beg you.
Chap. There's a fellow in Manchester named O'Shea. Fulham's got his telephone number. Now tell O'Shea he's to go on a hunting trip. Tell him where and for what. Give him whatever he thinks the job's worth.
Fuck.
You sweating again, Mears?
The system's gone awry. Can't you see that? You're throwing good money after bad.
I'm alive and I'm staying that way.
How many more? I've got to go down.
How many more are there? Go on. Master's waiting.
Excuse me. Are you Mr. Leonard Mears?
Yes. What do you want?
A police, sir. Our superintendent would like to speak with you, sir.
I can't possibly see him now.
Oh, I think you can, sir. Our car's this way. After you, please, sir.
Oh, good morning. I'll make you some breakfast. Do you mind?
Is there something to drink?
Coffee.
Thank you. No milk, thank you.
Well, there isn't any. You're going to have black? All black. How are you today?
Tired, thank you.
It's a beautiful morning. Outside it looks like a Christmas card. Sun's quite warm there.
Is the road passable?
No. I couldn't make 5 yards in it. I tried at 7 this morning.
I heard your engine running. I thought you might be gone.
The eggs turned hard.
I don't think I can eat anything.
Well, I'll leave it in the oven. You might change your mind.
What are you staring at?
The way you're blowing your coffee.
It reminds you of somebody, I suppose.
No, not in particular. We used to cool ours in a saucer.
I thought only navvies did that.
That's right. My father was a labourer. What did yours do?
He still does it. He's an estate agent.
Well, it's better than grafting.
How long can I expect to have your company?
That depends.
On the weather, I suppose.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with my preferences.
Look, I'd go if I could.
You can walk to my neighbour's house. I'm sure he could put you up.
All right. I'll go and see him after I've eaten, if that's not going to put you under any strain. My appetite's gone.
I'm surprised. You were out for hours in all that lovely fresh air. Do you have nausea, Mr. Harris?
I didn't look for a quarrel, Mrs. Gatehouse. Yes, I suppose I did force my way in here, but I hoped we could pretend I was welcome.
My, but you're sensitive.
Crying out loud.
I know what you're thinking. You're saying to yourself, what's got into the bitch? I'll tell you, Mr. Harris. You unsettle me. In fact, you frighten me. This morning I discovered you told me a string of lies and evasions last night. I can't pretend you're welcome. I don't even want to.
How do you know I lied, Mrs. Gatehouse?
I waited until you camped down in my living room last night. When I was sure you were sleeping, I went through your car. Women are like that, didn't you know? The first thing I saw was your portable radio. Why did you say you were without one? There was nothing in your car to say who you were.
You can see my driver's license if you want.
Will your license explain the blood-stained clothes in the boot? Or the spade with traces of earth and blood still clinging to it? Or how you came to be here at all?
You must have a theory to fit all these things together.
I have an idea, Mr... whoever you are. It appalls me to put it into words.
When did you rip your radio?
Not soon enough, I'd say. The police were broadcasting messages about a car like yours from 11 o'clock onwards. No, no, don't come near me.
I want some more coffee. I swear I won't harm you.
There should be two of you.
He's dead. He shot himself. I buried him in the wood about 5 miles from here. He was too scared to go on living.
Let me go, please. I won't tell anyone.
That's not on, Mrs. Gatehouse. You're stuck with me for a few more hours. Don't blame me. Blame the weather and your own curiosity. Why didn't you run while you still had a chance?
Because it took me so long to piece it together. My brain wasn't working after all the drink I'd had yesterday. I'd simply forgotten about the manhunt in Liverpool. But it came back to me while I waited to come down. What will you do with me?
Nothing. Nothing at all. You'll have to stay inside the house, of course. Just carry on as you would normally. But in case you get inspired, I won't turn my back on you. I'll have to see you every moment of the day.
What if I have to go to the bathroom?
I'll think of something.
Are you a murderer?
Look, I drove a car and I buried a friend. That's it. Why don't you open one of those bottles of gin and dose yourself? It'll shorten the day for you.
No. If you're going to harm me, I'll be looking into your face as you do it.
Oh, it's gone chilly in here. Let's move next door. No. Ladies first.
Mr. Mears.
Thank God.
This way, sir.
I hope your superiors can give me a good reason for keeping me cooped up here.
Pressure of work, sir. The crime wave. All this villainy that the papers are full of, you know how it is.
Aye, boss.
Oh. Don't be like that, sir.
Come in.
Mr. Mears, sir.
Thank you, Joe. Oh, please come in, Mr. Mears. Now, don't go far away, will you, Sergeant?
Sir.
Do sit down, Mr. Mears.
Look, before I do, I'd like to know why I've been...
keep you waiting. I apologize. That was on my instruction. I had to clear my desk first. I've been north, you see. Oh, please sit, Mr. Mears. Good.
Why?
Why did I want to see you?
Yes.
Well, to be absolutely frank, we want your cooperation, Mr. Mears. In fact, we insist on it. We think your services to the police are long overdue.
Well, what does that rigmarole mean?
You're Kavanagh's sole contact with the outside world, apart from a pair of prison officers who bring him tidbits of information for cigarette money. You make frequent visits to an address in Fulham, to a house owned by Kavanagh's former common law wife, and every time you do, trouble follows.
There's absolutely no connection.
I'm tired of deferring to you, Mears. Ever since I saw you at the committal proceedings, I sensed you were a wrong'un. I can bring you in at a moment's notice on several charges of conspiracy, and I will, if you don't give us a little of the concern you lavish on your client.
Oh, God, man, have you no shred of self-respect left?
You'll kill me.
We raided the Fulham house an hour ago. The chain's broken.
I want immunity.
You'll have it.
What do you want to know?
The identity of Dyson's driver and the other men involved in the Liverpool shooting. Well?
I know nothing about the men who were hired to abduct Dyson. I swear it.
I don't believe you. Yet. And Dyson's driver?
I can tell you about him.
Well, that's something, I suppose. You're prepared to give us a general statement?
I'll quote the telephone directory if you wish it.
I'm sorry. Truly sorry. Come in, Sergeant.
I want to go out.
Where?
Just out. I could walk. I know places where the snow won't be too deep.
Yeah, let me think about it.
You must be enjoying this.
I'm not, believe me.
Whenever did you have so much power over an individual? I should think it excites you terribly. A pure exercise of control. Only autocrats know that kind of pleasure.
Why don't you read?
I've skimmed through that junk several times. Those books are my husband's choice. Inside every man of action, a sentimental schoolgirl looks out.
I thought you said he just owned things.
So he does. But he wants more.
We won't be seeing him, will we?
Wait and see.
Yeah, this snow won't clear. I wouldn't be surprised if there's more on the way. What's this place called?
Eastern Steep. The village is 3 miles the other way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got it. I came in a circle. And, where's the tracks where your fields go?
Into an old quarry. This is what they call the end of the line.
I thought it was a disused military road somewhere near here.
You're several years too late. It reverted to farmland.
So I'll have to return the way I came.
That's what I've been telling you.
Do you have a pack of cards?
Nope.
Chess? Drafts? Spillikins?
Sorry. In any case, you'd have to play by yourself.
Where did you learn to be so ungracious?
In a hard school. You promised you'd approach Pike for a bed.
That's before you told me you'd been nosy.
Lend me your radio.
Sorry.
We can't just sit here gawping, for God's sake. Please, can't we go out just for a little while?
All right, get your coat. No. Come on, we'll get it. Now, I want your word of honour, you won't make no trouble.
Oh, come, Mr. Harris. Aren't we a little old for that sort of thing?
Say it anyway.
No, the green coat, please. Thank you. You mustn't be allowed to win every hand.
I haven't won a trick all week.
Don't push.
Come on, come.
Is that it? Yes. Get it typed up, Joe, and see Mr. Mears signs the copies before he leaves us.
Right.
You mentioned protection. I can assign an officer to stay with you. Who do you think, Joe?
Oh, Ogden, sir. He can use the experience.
Right. It's 2:30, later than I thought. I can take the train this time. Oh, that's all for the moment, Joe.
Well, there's 2 hours typing in this, sir.
I'll be here. Weaver here. Ask Ogden to get over here, will you? West Central know where he's skulking. Thanks. Can I order you some tea? You'll need it after all that talking.
No, thank you.
I don't want to rub salt in your cuts, Mr. Mears, but I'd like to know why you went on taking orders as you did. You didn't even make much money by it.
I thought Kavanagh was a romantic character, a sort of condottier. I've had a weakness for heroes since I was a boy.
A Robin Hood without a conscience?
Perhaps. He had a directness of purpose one doesn't often meet with today. In his perverted way, he's a total man.
Totally evil, you mean?
Stroud. He said that, too. He said it was the source of Kavanagh's fascination.
Stroud? The driver?
Yeah. Strangely, he seemed to be the only one of Kavanagh's associates who isn't afraid of him. That's remarkable.
I look forward to meeting him. And I will. Would you wait outside, please? I have a few telephone calls to make.
Yes, of course.
And try to put on a brave front, Mr. Mears. You've just escaped the clutches of the devil.
I wonder if that's true.
Weaver, connect me with Commander Cook, Northern Task Force, please.
Please, not too fast.
Oh, sorry. We'll rest for a bit. That's some view, isn't it?
Oh, don't tell me you respond to nature.
Well, why not? We're all part of it. Hey, what's that place over there where the smoke is?
The Athertons, more farmers. My feet have gone dead.
Well, bang them about a bit. Oh, how does the sun get that colour? It looks like a bowl of blood.
Well, it's water in the atmosphere, I think.
Yeah, it's going to snow again. You can see I couldn't have left you unless I did it on a squeeze.
Don't justify yourself to me, Mr. Harris. Is that your name?
No, but it'll do a turn. Here, we ought to turn back.
Did you kill that policeman?
Come on, give us your hand, it's slippery.
Tell me what happened. Tell me how you came to be here.
Why do you have to know?
To ease my mind. You can lie if you want, but I'm scared. And I daren't go back into that house unless I think I have a chance of coming out alive. No, I don't want your help.
Yes, you like. All right. There's no reason why you shouldn't know. It's going to fill the newspapers in a few weeks anyway. I suppose you've earned a preview. Well, it begins and ends
with a housebreaker who graduated to big-time extortion. His name is... this is good for a laugh. Charles Parnell Kavanagh.
Keep close, girl. Are you told, Mrs. Gatehouse? I brought the cream. Hush, will ya? Yeah, that's strange, to be sure. Well, I'll leave it by the door here. No doubt she'll fall over it. Come on, let's be home, Jess. Hey, look at that. Handsome motor, ain't it? Cost more money than I could afford. Ah, and here's her little runabout. Well, I'll bless myself. Get back! Now, that's surely not right.
I thought he left the car for a breath of air. When he heard me calling, he must have made up his mind to finish it. Yeah, that's all there is. So I made a hole for him and started east. I must have taken a wrong turn. But it wouldn't have mattered anyway. In all that clag, I couldn't see over the bonnet.
What did you do with his wallet?
Oh, it was in the car where he left it.
So, it's simple. You hand it over to the police. Well, you don't have to do it in person.
Said like that, it is simple. There's a good reason why I can't.
And you won't tell me what that is?
No. Even Tommy didn't know. And we were friends for 30 years. Oh. Police aren't in any mood to do a deal with me. With that one, I might as well turn in my cards.
Do what?
Give up. Take a beating for no reason. Well, what are you thinking now?
How does that matter?
You going to trust me a little? What is it?
It's Mr. Pike. He must have come calling.
Well, can you get rid of him?
Why should I? You're the interloper here.
Listen, he's ferreting around down here. He might come up with a bright idea. See him off.
The best way is to do that to yourself. Come on, or are you afraid only of simple old men?
Oh, damn, a blast.
Hello, Mr. Pike.
Afternoon.
You haven't met, have you? Mr. Pike, Mr. Harris.
How are you?
Hello there.
Mr. Harris brought me some papers from my husband. But he was snowbound, you see.
I'll not shift before tomorrow. That must have been you. I heard driving past late yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I expect so.
Quiet, love. She's nervous before strangers.
She won't be nervous of me. Here.
There we are. That's better, isn't it? I brought that cream I talked of.
That was kind of you. Thank you.
I've parked it by the door. I'll be off then.
Yeah, cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Don't vex me now, Jet.
You think you saw the cars?
I don't know. Is it important?
Huh? Oh, probably not. No. By the way, thanks.
I wasn't thinking of you. I don't want to see that old man harmed.
Here's your cream. Oh, snow. Just made it.
I want to stay out here and watch it.
You'll catch cold.
Don't be mean. Isn't it mysterious? I wonder if flakes make a sound when they fall.
I can't hear them.
I think they do. And somewhere there's an instrument sensitive enough to hear them. All right, it's too cold to watch from here. I do need a very big drink.
Weave up. Over here, man. Going my way. Hop in if you are. Thank you, driver.
Damn nice of you to lay on a 5-star reception, sir.
I was on my way home when curiosity overcame common sense. Do you have any goodies in that briefcase?
You won't believe how busy we've been. Try that for size, sir.
Hey, those are two of the most respected officers in the country.
They were, Commander. The Metropolitan Commissioner is going to interview them in the morning.
We suspected this, didn't we?
But not at this level, sir. I thought some operative in communications might have taken a drop. Superintendents don't come cheap.
You're not supposed to even think in those terms, Weaver.
No. There's the man with Dyson. It's an old photo. We dredged it out of Central Records. Now look at the date. 1955.
Nothing since.
No, sir. He was on probation for joyriding.
A motor fiend, eh?
That should be of more interest. It's a copy of Stroud's birth certificate on a passport application. Just see what it says under name and profession of father.
Good Lord. Same, you think?
It's odds on, sir. Can I have them back, please?
Yes.
Mears gave us loads of stuff, but the real clincher is still Dyson. Mears thinks, he doesn't know for sure, that Dyson has everything written down somewhere. Even we didn't hope for so much.
I wouldn't lay money on finding him.
Nor I, sir.
We may get a break in the weather.
That's something.
The Met boys say there's a warm front moving up behind all this cotton wool. They say this little lot won't settle. You'd better prepare yourself for an early call.
Oh, that was fine. Do you eat like this every day?
Sometimes I'm too lazy to cook. Do you want coffee?
Yeah, later perhaps. Can I pour you some wine?
Yes, just half a glass will do.
You know, perhaps I shouldn't say this.
Then don't.
I was thinking, your old man must be a bit of a chump.
I'm the one to say things like that.
But why are you up here?
I'm in disgrace, Mr. Harris. Harris isn't your name. What is it?
Stroud. Eddie Stroud.
That sounds real enough. I've been naughty, and my husband has put me aside.
But you're not divorced?
No. As I said, I'm only on probation.
How do you get back in a favour?
I sweat it out. Anyway, it was my idea to come up here. I couldn't bear to be under scrutiny.
Do you have any children?
Not now.
But if you had the option, what would you do?
I don't have that option. Well, maybe I prefer to be somebody else, have a different set of attitudes, but it's futile speculating. This is the only personality I have, and I'm stuck with it.
What do you want?
Nothing.
No, but
I mean that. I really don't care. The calendar chooses for us. That lovely golden horizon you had at 17 shrinks to the extent of a single room by the time you're 30. I passed 30 4 years ago. My outlook narrows by the day. You still have freedom of action, Stroud. You have choices to make.
No, my future's tied up tighter than a lock nut. The only favour I could do Tommy was to keep him a few yards ahead of the people who were looking for him. In the end, he wouldn't even let me do that for him.
You can destroy his murderer. That'd be something.
I told you, I can't.
This man Kavanagh is like a typhoid carrier. You can't even speak of him without contempt. You could bring him down at long range. All you'd need to do is put Dyson's wallet in the envelope and post it to the police. You could simply drop from sight.
Yeah, maybe. I've got half an idea they know who I am already. Anyway, I'm not going to turn in my own brother, am I?
Brother?
Charlie Kavanagh's my full brother. And I head of the family. That's worth thinking about, wouldn't you say?
Another man has been identified in the hunt for the killers of Police Sergeant Robert Reeves. He's been named as Edwin Stroud, a 36-year-old Londoner. He was last seen driving a green saloon car towards the M26 motorway yesterday morning. But senior police officers believe he may still be in the North Derbyshire district. Stroud is 5 feet 11 inches tall, has dark, greying hair and brown eyes. His companion, Thomas Joseph Dyson, was abducted from police custody in an incident in which Sergeant Reeves...
Knew there was so much. Hey, what that can I do now? Yes! Do you fancy I like daffodils?
We can't tie the past up in little bundles and chuck them.
You approve of Kavanagh's activities?
What, does anybody?
Why'd you go on protecting him?
Helen.
Why, Stroud?
Look, our sort of people don't eat our own, and I like to pay my owings.
You're indebted to your brother?
All the way. The business I run, he set it up.
With dirty money.
If you like. But I was glad to get it. Bank managers weren't exactly falling over themselves to capitalise me. Kavanagh, he said, write a cheque and I'll sign it. Just like that. No charge, no interest.
No? Isn't your willing help interest on that debt?
Maybe.
You protect those whom you despise and neglect your friends. Your moral ballast seems to have come adrift, Mr. Stroud.
I'll make you some coffee.
Stroud.
What now?
I've no right to speak to you like this.
Oh, forget it.
I'm rather proud of my free-thinking ways. You can rely on me to produce the shocking phrase. I don't mean it. It's a pose. Underneath, I'm as conventional as Christmas pudding. Murder is wrong, and violence, and coercion, all wrong. Wherever you are, the rules have to be bent a little, maybe, but I haven't been there, and I don't intend to go. You look thoughtful.
Yeah, this is my lost in thought look.
Tell me what you think.
Oil lamps ought to make a comeback.
Why, sir?
Huh. It's a friendly sort of light they give off.
It doesn't mean anything, Mrs. Gatehouse, but lamplight suits your looks.
Do you hope to sweep me off my feet, Stroud?
Not while you go on using my lane like a cock. Right.
That's it. There we are.
Do you have a girl?
Well, I'm not exactly lonely in that way.
Are you ever?
You'll be asking me if I dream at night next.
All right. Do you dream at night, Mr. Stroud?
Only after cheese.
My husband didn't love me for 6 months before we separated, and I've been here for 2 months. Are you embarrassed?
It's none of my business, you know.
But you had a light in your eye. It won't do you any good. My husband froze me out because I allowed one of his partners to put his hands on me. I didn't object. But one lapse in 13 years doesn't make me a whore.
Of course it doesn't.
Are you listening, Stroud?
Yeah, you're not a whore.
Oh, God.
Oh, what is it?
I'm lonely, damn you.
Yeah. It's all right. I won't hurt you.
It's ridiculous.
Not if you're unhappy.
That's what I've done with needing men. Why couldn't you be thoroughly rotten and vicious?
Not enough practice, I suppose. Look, I have to go. Here, can I have my arm back?
Don't be long. I like it.
Mr. Atherton! You can't hear him, Miss Windlass. Mr. Atherton! I have to use your telephone!
I'll have another pint of cooking bitter. Now, what about you, Commander?
I've gone over the legal limit. No more, thanks.
Just the bitter, then, please.
Thank you, sir.
My wife is probably preparing a hatchet for me, Weaver. She's very canny. When I go into the house wafting malt before me, she gives me that line from Gilbert and Sullivan about the hardness of a policeman's lot.
Now, what do your boys think of a life on the force?
A younger one wants to electrocute himself with his stereo equipment, and he has no views. The elder, Alan, he's more cagey. He'd consider detective work if he didn't have to put in several years flattening his feet.
Excuse me, is one of you gentlemen, Mr. Cook?
I am, dear. What is it?
Telephone.
Ah, thanks. On the bar?
That's right, sir.
Well, excuse me, Weaver.
I'll bring that bitter, sir. 36 hours.
Hmm?
That's how long you've been here. Are you always so self-possessed?
Always.
Now, you must be frightened of something.
Yeah. Stinging nettles and toads.
Spiders. Those big ones you see in the bar.
Yeah, I know. The ones with the mad red eyes. They flicker before they jump at you.
Oh, no! I can see it now. Nothing's really changed, has it?
What do you mean?
You'll go as soon as you can. Hide yourself somewhere and pretend this never happened.
Well, I won't. Hey, do you want a cigarette?
No, thanks. Will you boast about this, Eddie?
What for?
You can convince your friends that you're a hell of a lad.
Yeah, if I had those kind of friends, I wouldn't have to.
There doesn't have to be a meaning to everything. but I like to think our meeting has one.
Well, it's an accident, isn't it? I mean, what can follow? If I travelled light and fast, I might get clear. Barnga and I have one eye over my shoulder for a long time to come. And you haven't decided what kind of life you want for yourself.
I want the sort to make me happy again.
Relax that busy mind. Be content with now.
And put your arm round me. I'll make do with animal warmth.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Here, come on. Come on, tell. What's up, mate?
Look, my uncle had an old English sheepdog when I was a little girl. It was really old and slow and quite stupid, and it smelled awful. Its name was Eddie.
Oh, well, that's charming. That's nice.
Hello, Weaver. Where's Pike?
Just changing into his Sunday clothes, sir.
Did he say he'd do it?
A push from you might convince him, sir.
Push there! She's got no more sense than she was born with.
Did you come to a decision, Mr. Pike?
I'd go up there for you like a shot, gentlemen, but I'm worried about this bitch of mine.
Can't you take her with you?
And see her hurt. Oh,
she'll be safe with us, Mr. Pike.
But what about afterwards? Say I got myself, well, wounded or something. Who would care for her then?
Well, neither of these men has a history of violence, sir. Well, we certainly wouldn't expose you if there was the slightest risk. But we must have someone in the house to distract their attention while our officers get into position.
Very well. She likes biscuit with her meals, but not too much butcher's meat. It makes her lazy. Have I time to put a kettle on before I go?
You take all the time you want, Mr. Pike. We won't move before they do.
Perhaps you'll join me, gentlemen.
I'd like that very much, sir.
Yeah, it's quite a fresh morning. I hope you won't think me inhospitable, but I won't be sorry to see you done here.
Oh, that's understandable.
I've got nothing against the police, only your men have frightened my ewes. I'll be digging them out, I dare say.
Oh, I expect we can give you a hand, can't we, Commander?
Helen? Hey, sleepyhead.
What is it?
Tea.
Not tea. Oh, bless you.
Yeah, shall I fetch you a saucer?
No. Sit by me.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Almost 9. It's a beautiful morning. Warm.
So the snow's melting.
Yeah, I can be away in a couple of hours.
Oh. Yeah, so soon?
Well, I daren't hang about. Oh, don't drop your head. Look at me.
No.
Helen, I want you to come with me.
Where?
All the way. I don't know where we'll end up, but I'd like to have you alongside.
It's madness.
No, it isn't. I've thought a lot about it. I think we should stay together.
We don't know each other, Eddie.
So we'll learn.
I can't. I'm sorry. This has nothing to do with how I feel for you, Eddie. There's so much involved that you probably haven't thought of. There's the whiskery old business of class difference.
Do you really think that matters?
It doesn't, right this minute. Someday, when we fall out, though, I might just feel the want of old friends and the kind of life I'm used to.
The kind your husband gives you? Oh, watch out, you're spilling it.
Oh.
Why don't you just tell him to go to hell?
I can't do that until I'm sure.
Well, how much convincing do you need? Look, if I caught you playing up, I might give you a backhander, but that'd be the end of it. I wouldn't kick you out and let you rot until I decided to act like God Almighty and allow you back. And if you did cheat, it was because I'd let you down.
You can't judge without facts, Eddie.
I have all the information I need. Helen, I want to look after you.
Do you?
So think about it, eh? And drink your tea before it freezes over. Here. Let me open the window for you.
Here. Outside. Looks like one of those posters for a Swiss winter holiday. Yeah. I never worked out how those fellas stayed upright on skis. You think they...
What is it?
No touring in the Alps for me, love.
Eddie, what's wrong?
Mr. Plod. About 50 of them.
Please.
Well,
It's not the Bulgarian Navy.
What are you going to do?
I'll go down fighting. With a gun in each hand and a dirty great dagger in my teeth.
Come and get me, you bastards, I say, and I'll fall in a crossfire, using bad language to the last. Oh, it's bloody silly.
Come on, cheer up. Look, you better put some clothes on. Your nightie might give you John's ideas.
It's over, then?
Well, that's up to you, love. I'll make us some bacon sandwiches.
Oh,
Eddie. Oh, Eddie, nothing. No. I really didn't expect to win this one, anyway. Don't be long.
Well, I best get it over the car is going over the top, don't they?
We'll be within call, Mr. Pike. If you shout, we'll run up at the double.
Mm-hmm. If you can make an excuse, you might try to get the lady, Mrs. Gatehouse, to join you outside.
Oh, she's in no danger. I had the feeling she were quite pally with the Stroud fella.
Mm-hmm. Stranger things have happened at sea.
Aye. Yeah, just catch hold of Jess, would you? She's right. Going to fret herself on it. I'll be back directly, you fools. Behave yourself. Oh, it's a lovely morning for a gentle stroll.
Game old character, isn't he, sir?
Yes, and I thank God for it. I think it's time we took up our positions.
I'm scared, Eddie.
No, you're not. You look good. Sit down. I've almost done.
Will there be any shooting?
Not unless you do it. No, I'm not armed. I wouldn't know which end the bullet comes out of. Go on, eat.
I can't.
Not in a good love. My bacon sandwiches are famous.
I'm sure they are.
Hey, come on. This is your lucky day. Bad interfering Eddie gets lugged away by the Bow Street runners. Then they might transport me. I've always wanted to see Australia.
You idiot.
Yeah, that's better. Give us your hand. Write to me.
I always write too much.
There's no such thing. I'll expect 20 pages a day.
How long will you be away?
Oh, a couple, I dare say.
Yes.
Well, they don't dish out weeks at a time, love. Well, that gives us a chance to make up our minds.
How can you be sure that in 2 years you'll feel the same as you do this minute?
I know.
How can I be sure that I won't change the moment you walk out of the door?
Well, if you do, you can write and tell me about it. There's something else you can do for me, Helen.
Mm?
Tommy's wallet. I dropped it down the back of the bookcase. Tomorrow you'll dust there, won't you? And give yourself a surprise.
Very well.
It's easier coming from you. Funny. My appetite's just left me. My mother always told me not to waste food. Hey, do you hear something?
No. What is it?
It's Mr. Pike in his best suit. Scouting for the cavalry. I suppose he put them on to me. He's got his share of sand, all right.
How could he know?
Oh, it's when we came back from our walk yesterday. He was closing your barn door, remember?
Yes.
Well, he must have poked his head in and seen my car. It had your number plate on it. Sorry. Well, that's him. You better let him in, love.
Eddie?
No. It's all right. Go on.
Good morning.
It's all right, Mr. Pike. I know why you're here. Why don't you come in, please?
Wipe your feet.
I already did.
I didn't ask to see you, Weaver. Where's my lawyer?
He has a singing lesson. He sent me in his place.
We have nothing in common.
No?
I'm a businessman. A furniture wholesaler. The innocent victim of police malevolence.
I hope your sense of humor is strong enough to see you through the next 30 years or so.
Manure, as the saying is.
Tommy Dyson's dead.
No relation to Bomber Dyson, is he? I had a Bomber Dyson who used to work for me up in dressing tables.
No. This Dyson was an old friend of your brother.
Brother? I got no brother.
All right. We'll give you one gratis. Eddie Stroud.
Never heard of him.
We picked him up in Derbyshire, where he spent the weekend with a newfound lady friend.
Some people have all the luck, don't they?
Dyson didn't. He shot himself. And that's one more to hang on your conscience.
Give yourself a break, Weaver.
I don't need one. Stroud was a mite careless with Tommy's effects. He dropped his wallet, where he hoped his lady friend wouldn't find it.
There was a key in the wallet, and that key led to another, all the way to a trunk full of ledgers in Ireland. You knew about those books, didn't you, Kavanagh? You don't have to tell me.
What's the punchline?
You think of one. You have 30 years to make it good.
Shove off.
I want to. But I thought to get that in first. When the game's running against you, Kavanagh, you should be the first to know. So many men through your hands. Hungry ones, greedy ones.
Mugs, we were.
Yes, men without stature and a slightly soiled. You can't build a house with rotten materials, Kavanagh.
What makes you so special?
I'm not. But I'm walking out of here. Cruel, isn't it?
Mugs! Breeden Mugs! Don't you know who I am? Mugs! That's what you are, you old mug! You stinking coppers! I'll get out of here! I'll get you for this! You better get...
In Unquiet Hill, the cast was as follows. Stroud, John Challis. Helen Gatehouse, Caroline John. Cook, Geoffrey Matthews. Weaver, John Sampson. Kavanagh, Brian Haynes. Mears, Hayden Jones.